We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November. Dreamforce is only days away, so we want to give you a few quick updates on speakers and the agenda. And I'm here with Michael Peachy, Dreamforce Conference Chair. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, Marissa.
So, Michael, let's go over day by day some of the new aspects that people can look forward to. So let's start with Monday.
Well, Monday at Dreamforce this year is all about the fourth industrial revolution, and we've partnered with the World Economic Forum on our programming on Monday. So we've got some very interesting topics around the transformation of industries, also around AI. We have Zvika Krieger, who is the co-chair of the fourth industrial revolution center here in San Francisco that's being created by WEF. Also joining on panels throughout the day, folks like Bernard Tyson, who is the CEO of Kaiser Permanente. We also have Stephen Bird, who is the CEO of Citibank, with us as well. And then to kind of cap off our WEF programming, a couple of amazing speakers, Melody Hobson, who was actually a WEF Young Global Forum member, and also Ashton Kutcher in the afternoon as well. He was also a young global leader as well with WEF, and he's going to be talking about his organization, Thorn, and the force of technology for good in the world. And then right after that, of course, we have our big keynote with Mark Benioff and special guests. We're going to be featuring some amazing customer stories in that.
Amazing. And then capping it off with some karaoke right in the Dream
welcome
Valley.
Welcome Jamboree.
Welcome Jamboree.
We have a Welcome Jamboree happening right in the Expo Hall and out on the Dream Valley as well.
Awesome. All right, so let's go into day number two, Tuesday.
Day number two is all about innovation and AI as the big theme for the day. Of course, we're going to start kicking off all of our product and industry and solution keynotes right on that day as well, so you'll be able to dive deep into the products. But to start the day, we are so lucky. This is the session of the event. We have the former First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, with us in the morning. And then throughout the day as well, we have got some really interesting programming around AI and innovation. We have Dr. Vivian Ming, who is an expert in AI, doing a dream talk around AI. We also have an AI expert panel. The future of AI is being discussed. We have Richard Socha from Salesforce, of course, who is one of our chief scientists here around AI, and Peter Norvig, who is also another expert in AI, plus some other speakers as well who are coming together to talk about how that can actually impact your business kind of going forward. And then, of course, right in the evening, or just before the Dreamfest, I should say, we have Dream Pitch. We're bringing back Dream Pitch again. We have Chris Sacker, Will.i.am, Shahzad Rafati, all here to judge those incredible startups that are pitching their big ideas.
And that will be with Layla Seca, who knows how to have a good time.
She does know how to have a great time. I can't wait to see Layla host that again.
Exactly. And then bringing on that good time into AT&T Park.
AT&T Park. It's the Dream Fest. Our incredible headliners this year, Alicia Keys, and of course, Lenny Kravitz as well. We can't wait to see that concert come to life. We're so lucky to have it right in AT&T Park, so close to our campus.
Awesome. So you'll get a very good night's sleep after the Dream Fest and wake up bright and early for the Equality Summit day.
Exactly. Day three is the Equality Summit. Again, an incredible lineup of speakers. Starting off the day, we have Taraji Henson, who was in Hidden Figures, the actress from Hidden Figures, I should say, and Empire as well. Talking about the theme of that session is equality voices, having a voice in the world around equality. And there's some other incredible panels throughout the day around the issues of equal pay, equal educational opportunity, etc. We've got other folks like Bazoma St. John, who is an executive at Uber and was previously at APRA as well. We're excited to have her. Also, in the evening, right, to cap off Equality Day, we also have a major keynote as well. And we're so excited to announce Laureen Powell Jobs as part of that keynote, along with Will.i.am, and also JR, the French artist. You might know him from that recent installation that was done on the US-Mexican border. So they're going to be talking about opportunities for equality through education, through organizations like College Track that Laureen has founded, as well as some topics and discussion around the DREAM Act as well.
That's amazing. But I don't want to forget our friend Ginny Romedy, who's going to be joining us as well.
Absolutely. So outside of our equality program, we have two incredible fireside chats on Wednesday as well. The first one is with Mark and Brunello Cuccinelli, who is an Italian fashion magnate. And that's going to be absolutely fascinating, seeing Mark have a conversation with him. And then also directly after that, we will have Mark in conversation with Ginny Romedy, who is the CEO of IBM. And of course, IBM is, you know, our top sponsor at Dreamforce this year.
It's going to be an incredible day of content.
It's jam-packed.
I mean, every day is jam-packed. But I feel like the last day, Thursday, is also great learning across the board. But it's going to let us really center ourselves.
It is. The last day has always been about kind of personal empowerment, personal growth, compassion. And this year, we've kind of got a few different themes there. One around resilience. And as well, there's been a lot going on in the world recently. And sometimes it's helpful to stop and step back and maybe learn how to be more resilient. So in our major keynote this year, we have Adam Grant, who has just written that incredible book on resilience. And also, he'll be joined by Dr. Larry Bruyant as well. And they'll also have some special guests in their keynote. So we're excited about that. Right before that, though, we also are delighted to have Jenna Bush-Hager and Barbara Bush joining us on campus as well to talk about their growth story growing up in the White House and their experiences with resilience as well.
I mean, we all need kind of a path towards resilience right now, mm-hmm. and so it's really special. But I'm looking forward to my path towards sleep at that point.
About 2 p.m. on Thursday afternoon, right?
Yes. Well, I know that we have so many incredible speakers across the board. Dreamforce.com, mm-hmm. we have a speakers page dedicated to all of our great keynoters, as well as if you go to the sessions page, you can search by speaker, so that's a really great way to find those. And I know that even our Einstein is going to be providing you key recommendations for what to check out. But what are you most excited about besides sleep? I'm sorry, I'm taking that off the table.
Look, I am thrilled actually to see all of our actual innovation come to life at Dreamforce this year, all of our product innovation, and see that come to life in our expo, come to life in all of our product keynotes throughout the week. That's going to be really amazing this year.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. And I cannot wait to see this all happen just days from now.
It's just days away.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.